Welcome to the Soloist Podcast. I'm your gracious host, Solomon Jones, and this is part two of my new series from 304s to cryptos. Yes, sir. Now, to do a quick recap on part one, I talked about mindset, right? And how that sometimes just because you can get a certain thing, whether you know it's how you get money, whether it's dealing with a certain type of female, it's not necessarily a positive, because you may be dealing with a female or a job, but that's not necessarily what you want. And that in itself creates scarcity, because what you're telling yourself is that it's okay to deal with that, right? And to listen to more of part one, please listen to it. You can find that podcast, of course, on Spotify, Anchor, Apple. The podcast is called The Soloist. And you guys can hear me laid back, of course, because, you know, with The Soloist, it goes back to my blogging days. It's got more of a laid back approach, right? It's a conversational style. Right, where with a live stream you may hear me hyped up and yelling and screaming. Here I'm taking a different approach, and I'm talking about things that may not be deemed politically correct, because we're talking about things of the soul, things of the spirit. We're talking also about finances, so it kind of gets jumbled up, because you're talking about physical things, financial things, and spiritual things, right? But it's important to do that, to talk about these things and how to navigate, okay? Now, let's recap the crypto market currently. The Bitcoin is at $38,450. Ethereum just crossed over to $2,605. There's a lot of FUD coming in the market right now. For those who saw my YouTube live stream earlier, I talked about the fact that, you know, the Sleepy Joe, you know how I feel about that, man. Sleepy Joe is doing an executive order in the first week of February, and a lot of people are expecting the market to tank, right? And so me personally, let me just state for the record, this is not financial advice. I am not a financial advisor. I'm simply a guy doing a podcast. You dig? And so, for me personally, what I'm doing is, I got a little bit of fiat, some chump change on the side. And when certain coins that I like go lower, I'm definitely copping. But I'm very optimistic that the crypto market still will do well. It'll do better than it ever has done before. And a lot of people are probably going to be panic selling in the next few weeks. A lot of people are going to jump ship from the market. And I think that this is an opportunity for diamond hands to strengthen. You know, the best advice that I ever got from a crypto millionaire, shout out to my boy, he told me that millionaires are made in a bear market, right? You've heard that saying before. And basically what that means is, when it's a bear market, or when crypto or a market is not doing too well, you can get coins for the cheap, for the low, low. What that does is it gives you not just a cheaper coin, but you also are able to get larger amounts of quantity of a coin, right? So for those who are wondering which coins I'm getting, hold up, let me take a swig of this Powerade. I just did 5 miles. And I say that humbly, because it was a struggle, 5 miles. But, I'm definitely looking at getting XRP if it's 50 cents or lower. I've been buying Shiba Inu, dollar cost averaging into SHIB. I think that Shiba Inu is going to shock a lot of people. I still believe that. I got my eyes on HBAR as well, and Algorand. Algorand is highly underrated. It's at a good price right now. I got a little bit of algo. Not a whole lot. I got a little algo bag, you know. And so it's very important that, you know, when I make these type of videos that I talk about, you know, why I get into some of these coins, right? Now, Algorand, of course, is a blockchain protocol that requires a negligible amount of computation that generates a transaction history with low fork probability, right? So it helps in terms of decentralization, scalability, security, and all of that. But also I like Algorand as a layer one on-chain and a layer two off-chain because of the fact that it's also part of the ISO 2022 protocol, right? So from 304s to crypto, you know, one of the interesting things is when I look at a lot of my life, right, I tend to approach things with a tenacity. I guess that's kind of like an OCD side of me. You know what I mean? And when I say tenacity, I mean like I'm all in. I do it the best to my abilities or as hard as I can, right? That's just the type of guy that I am. So for example, when I was 25 years old, I approached 1,000 women in 1 year, right? And I learned a couple things. I learned that you have to be bold. You have to be confident, right? Because you're going to get rejected a lot. Now, I know people are wondering, what does that have to do with crypto? Well, remember, this is from 304s to crypto, right? And when you're in the crypto market, you have to be confident and you have to be bold as well. I remember when I first got into the crypto market and a lot of people were giving me the side eye. They were saying that I'm in a pyramid scheme, that it's a scam, and that, you know, I'm just being foolish, right? And I already rebut all those points. And I understood that a lot of people may not see the vision. You know, I just recently interviewed Rob from Digital Asset News, and he mentioned that in 2012, his son came up to him saying that, hey, I can get 500 Bitcoin for $500. And then Rob, of course, said that he didn't know what it was, but his son knew what it was, right? And then Rob mentioned something that I thought was very interesting to me, that even had he bought the $500 worth of Bitcoin, he probably would have sold at a low price or not, didn't know what to do with it. You know, a lot of people don't really understand where the cryptocurrency market is going because a lot of people just don't have the time to really do the research that it takes. I'm not going to be dismissive and say people are stupid. That's not what it is. I think that what the main thing is that there's a steep learning curve, right? And what I mean by that is one does not just learn crypto overnight or in 1 hour. It's a lifelong process. And what I'm saying is it's a lifelong process right now because it's still a new space, right? It's a new space that is evolving. Blockchain, the technology, isn't even functioning at its fullest capacity yet. That's why a lot of people like to use the metaphor, analogy, that the crypto market is similar to what the internet market was in the 90s and early 2000s. And I totally agree with that. But I think that the crypto market is a step above because it's going to change how we don't just interact with currency, right? But also dealing with debt and dealing with how people interact with the internet in regards to gameplay, you know, game to earn tokens. And hopefully we move from play to earn to play. Listen, maybe there's a token out now, but the first token that'll be an earn to play token, where just from playing it, you earn tokens, is gonna blow up. Somebody let me know if there's a token like that, because that is gonna be an investment that may make people a lot of money. But I digress, let me continue. So speaking about confidence and boldness, right? Right now, when the market is going down, it can create insecurity and uncertainty. I remember in 2018, after Bitcoin had reached 20K and was going down, we were all euphoric. A lot of us were. And I remember buying altcoins at the top because everybody thought that it was just going to keep going up. Well, that wasn't the case, right? What we now know is that altcoins, basically 90% of them dropped. 90% of them are never to be seen again. Altcoins that were in the top 30 now are in the top 200, or they don't even exist, right? And while in 2022 the market is different, definitely different, the technology still needs to be implemented for mass adoption. And I think that'll happen faster than people think. I think a lot of people are underestimating the fact of how the dollar is losing value, how inflation is going up, and how eventually, when regulation does come into fruition, which I think there'll be full regulatory clarity by the end of 2022, how that is going to catapult it, because it's going to bring more institutional money into the space. And also, once you see mass adoption happening in regards to your local grocery store accepting you know cryptocurrency, that is going to take it to another level, right? Wouldn't shock me if we saw Bitcoin or XLM or a grocery store's own cryptocurrency being used. I can see that happening in 2022, definitely. Maybe 2023, the latest, right? And so when you talk about confidence and boldness, I always think about Da Vinci, right? The YouTuber Da Vinci, and God bless him. God bless him. Now, for those who don't know who Da Vinci is, Da Vinci J15, he's a YouTuber that made a crypto video back in 2013 begging people to buy a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, right? And that was when Bitcoin, if I'm not mistaken, was $100 or something of that sort. It was a very cheap price then, and Da Vinci was begging people just to buy a dollar of it. And if you read the comments, people were being dismissive or telling him he was a crackpot, right? And now if you read the comments now, subsequently, and I know I butchered the word, subsequently, it's funny. I always get nervous sometimes when I do these podcasts and mispronounce words that I know how to pronounce. Subsequently, hallelujah. Subsequently, thank you. Now you see comments where people are saying, you're a genius, bro, let me borrow some of your Bitcoin. And if you go on Da Vinci's Instagram, he's living his life in Dubai doing his thing. And you have to be bold. And so one of the things for me is when I make certain declarations, I say it confidently and boldly because I really believe it. One thing about me is I'm not the smartest guy. I'm not the most well-spoken, as you just heard me butcher the word subsequently. I'm not the most handsomest guy. But when I speak about something, I speak with passion and I speak with conviction. And I really believe in cryptos. This is why I'm confident that Shiba Inu will hit a penny in 2022. Look, people are saying, well, what about the market cap? What about the market cap? Go on my Patreon. I already broke all that down on how Shiba can do that, right? But I think that this is the same argument that people were making about XRP in 2017. XRP will never hit a dollar. It'll never hit a dollar. And guess what? In 2018, XRP didn't just go past a dollar or past $2. It went up to $3.94, right? And so a lot of people are not realizing that the Shiba Inu team has burn mechanisms in place. They're also working on Shibers, and they have partnerships coming down the pipeline, right? That is going to catapult Shiba. And I really think it'll hit a penny. And I know a lot of people think, Solo, you sound delusional for saying that. You sound crazy. Yeah, so probably did YouTubers that said XRP will hit a dollar. They probably sounded crazy too in 2017 to a lot of people. And by the way, let me correct myself. The all-time high for XRP wasn't 394, it was 392, right? But confidence and boldness, part two, is important. Because when you get into a space that people don't understand, right? I remember when I first got into crypto, and I'm telling everybody about it. Everybody. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy when I would talk to them. I remember I was talking to a financial advisor. I always share the story. A guy who's educated in the field, right? And I was talking to him at a restaurant, face to face. And I was just kicking his ass. That's facts. Because he didn't understand it, right? So to me, I don't care how educated you are. If you're not educated about a particular topic, then you're not gonna know what to do or say. It's kind of like me trying to argue with an engineer about aerodynamics or a scientist about global warming. I'm not qualified to have that conversation, right? And now, I don't look at myself as an authority figure in regards to crypto. Let me be clear. As I said, I'm a person who is passionate about this, and I've done hours upon hours of research, countless nights up until 4 a.m. in the morning, or getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning to look at charts, to read news, to go over Reddits, to look at different coins, right? And so one of the things that you have to have in common when you're dealing with crypto, right? The same confidence and boldness that I had when I approached 1,000 women, I had to take whatever I knew and basically reset my mind. Whatever I thought I knew about women, I disregarded it. Even though I knew about being confident and bold, I studied it again like a newborn, right? And then I started to go out there and talk to different women. First, my goal was get rejected 3 times. That was easy. Then get rejected 10 times. That was easy. But pretty soon, some of those rejections turned into me getting phone numbers. And then phone numbers turned into dates and so on, right? And I think that it's hard to be confident and bold when you're in a space like this, where the average person doesn't understand the difference between Bitcoin and an altcoin. A lot of people have heard about Bitcoin. A lot of people have heard about Ethereum and Doge. But they couldn't tell you what an alt, you know, why they're altcoins. Well, because Bitcoin is the OG, right? Facts. And so you have to be confident and bold. And I say this to tell you that if you tell your friends and family members about it, that is great. But don't feel, nor do think, that it's your responsibility to make them passionate about crypto, just like you are passionate about crypto. It's not your job. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You guys hear me say that old saying all the time. Because the reality is, like the great battle rapper Sue Surf always says, if they don't get it now, they'll get it later, right? He always says that when he says a bar that people might not catch live at the venue, but then they watch the battle later on the replay and then they get it. And that's how crypto is. A lot of people don't get it now, but they'll get it later. You know, I remember one time I was having a conversation with actor Maurice Johnson. Shout out to Maurice. He's going to be in the new Wakanda Forever movie. He's got a part in that. He's also got a new part in the Spider-Man movie as well. You know, I'm not saying he's a lead role, but you know, he's an actor. So salute to Maurice. You know what I mean? He's also in Ozarks. I think he's gonna be in season 4, part 2. He's gonna be one of the FBI agents. So look out for him. Maurice is a friend of mine that I have that I respect. Okay. And I was telling Maurice the frustration of telling people about cryptocurrency and how I'm trying to explain it to them, and how people then would rebut, well, have you made a million yet, or have you made X amount yet? You know, it's funny. The bar first was, have you made six figures, right? And we did that. Then it was from six figures to a million, to now it's like, have you made 15 million yet? I mean, the goalpost keeps on moving. And by the way, I'm not a millionaire. Let me just state that. I haven't made a million off of crypto. I'm not here to brag. I'm simply stating that a lot of people have this mindset that, hey, if you come up, bro, I'm gonna get into it then, right? This whole, you know, this whole foolish mentality of, once I see you do well, then I'm gonna get in on it. It's human nature, right? Salute to Rob, he mentioned that too. And so back to Maurice. So what Maurice was saying is, hey bro, it's not your job to get everybody on crypto. It's not your duty to do that. Your job is to let people know, give them the information, and if they waited, cool. If not, then you tried. And so this is the angle, the aspect that I've always approached crypto as, is I'm just giving people information of why this emerging technology of cryptocurrency and blockchains, why it's going to change the world as we know it, because it's borderless, right? It's a currency that you can invest in at any time of the day. It's decentralized. And it has value. Different cryptocurrencies have values in different ways, right? We know that GameFi tokens are great for buying NFTs or in-game items. Certain cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin can be used as a hedge or as a currency. You can use cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, to buy certain things at certain online stores, and even certain Starbucks and Burger Kings allow you to use Bitcoin, etc., right? So different cryptocurrencies have different utilities and usage cases. But this is to let you guys know to be confident, because let's say crypto crashes next week to 25,000. You're going to have a lot of naysayers try to smirk at you, right? And look, I've been in this since 2017. You guys saw, some of you guys saw me get into crypto, because as soon as I got in, I literally made a video the next day, you know, my first purchase, which was $100 worth of Bitcoin when Bitcoin was $1,000, right? And you have to be confident or bold. You know, too often, when I used to be so deep into what a lot of people call the game, where I was pursuing women, right? I was a very bold individual. I mean, when I tell you I was bold, at one point in my life, I would approach women at the mall. I would approach women in the streets, at clubs, bars. I mean, I was a very bold individual. And I got rejected a lot. Like I said, I got rejected a lot, right? And people ask me, how did you become so confident? How did you become so bold? And the best way to explain it is, as I said, I had to reset my mind. And I had to cast my ego to the side and be willing to take the plunge. Be willing to understand and know that, hey, yeah, I'm going to get rejected. Which I did. But that mindset to become successful, that mindset to succeed, it served me well, because I learned a lot. And then you realize that confidence and boldness, while that helps you with women, that's not the only part, right? And I'm not here to talk about giving the whole, oh, game on women or anything. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm simply telling you how those two mindsets correlate in a way. In the crypto market, you have to be confident and bold to invest in something that certain cryptocurrencies, you don't even know if they're going to be around in a year, right? You don't even know what the price is going to be tomorrow because it's changing, right? A lot of people are bold enough to invest in stocks, right? But you don't know if the company you're investing in can go belly up tomorrow and file for bankruptcy, and which would make the stock for naught. So investing in general, whether it's the stock market, crypto, forex, whatever, you have to be bold and confident. And there's no doubt in my mind that the cryptocurrency market will continue to go up. In the short term, we're going down though. Let me be clear about that. We going down, baby. We going down. I'm going down. That's an old Mary J. Blige song. Let me hit this Powerade. So when I look at a lot of things, right, in my life, there were periods where I was confident and bold, but then there's also times where I was very insecure around women, where I was very insecure and I wasn't as bold, right? That happens as well. And I think that right now we live in an era where a lot of things are shaky, especially in the financial sector. You have Russia basically on the verge of invading Ukraine, and they just added more military, or bloodlines as they call it, blood supply, excuse me, to the Ukrainian border, right? And basically you have China basically telling Russia, yo, we'll back you up with whatever you're doing. Basically doing microaggression type behavior. Well, I wouldn't say it's microaggression if you got an army on somebody else's border and then you're saying you're just doing military exercises. I don't think that's microaggression. I think that is full aggression. And when I think about this, how fragile the markets are right now, how fragile the world is politically right now, when you're dealing with these mandates where if you don't show that you have been yoked up, and when I say yoked up, you know what I mean by that, jab, jab, jab. If you're not yoked up, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a store, you can't go to a basketball game or what have you, right? You have to have proof that you're yoked up. And I saw a basketball player, I forgot his name, for the Cleveland Cavaliers, young man, who recently had to go to the hospital because he got yoked up and he got blood clots. And the hospital told him, the doctor said, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody, keep it to yourself, right? And that is scary stuff, that you're a young man in the prime of your life and you're dealing with blood clots. You're perfectly healthy until you took the yolk. Okay? Now, I found the basketball player's name. His name... hold on one second. Let me pull his name up here. And that is scary stuff. It's very scary. His name is Brandon Goodwin. Brandon Goodwin. Okay? He's a former point guard with the Atlanta Hawks, and he pulled out last season because of blood clots he believed was caused by the yolk, and team officials told him to not disclose his diagnosis. That is crazy. And I look at this like how scary this is, right? That a 26 year old man who is in his prime physically, right, making good money in the National Basketball Association, is being told not to talk about his diagnosis. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy, and I appreciate him saying that. So we live in an uncertain world right now where a lot is going on. And one thing about me here at the Soloist is that it's very important that we pay attention to the signs and times. You know, the food shortage, I thank the Most High for bringing that to my attention. And when I say the Most High, let's be clear, I'm talking about God, Jesus Christ. The food shortage is something that came to my attention back in 2021, thanks to a gentleman by the name of Whitfield Harrington, a great man of God, may I say. And so I've been stocking up a bit. I've got, you know, a little bit of water. I need to actually buy more because I'm running short. Bought a bunch of tuna. And now you're seeing articles come out of grocery stores that will be out of meat for possibly weeks. The cost of chicken drumsticks has gone up ridiculously high, from $5, $6 to $20 a pack. You know, food prices have gone up 30%. And in certain areas, higher than that, depending on what foods you're buying, particularly meats and fruits. So these times, it would behoove me to be confident and bold and tell you guys, hey, right now is the time to take heed. It's the time to make sure that financially you are okay, or you have a little bag. And I'm not just talking crypto. Maybe you take your fiat out the bank, because these certain bank branches, certain different banks are closing left and right. Bank of America has closed hundreds of branches. US Bank has closed hundreds of branches. Maybe it's take a little bit cash out. And you know, if you can buy some gold and silver, not financial advice, but hey, you know. So right now for me, I understand that a lot of people, they're not really paying attention to the times and signs. They're not paying attention to what's going on financially in the stock market, how things are shaky. And the reason why I'm talking about the yoke and what's going on in Russia is because it's all affecting the crypto market. Make no mistake about that. And I do think that things will get better, you know, in the world, but first they're gonna get worse. And I think that part of that is with what's going on in Russia, with what's going on with the yoke, along with inflation, right? With the jobs and all of that. I mean, a lot of this ties together, you know? And so for me, telling you guys this, this is not something people want to hear, but I have to be confident and bold and tell you guys about it. Because while you're worried about Tasha K and if she's able to pay the $4 million judgment against her in the Cardi B case, there are people right now making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of making their own NFTs. People are becoming virtually millionaires overnight by minting NFTs. People are making hundreds of thousands of dollars by, you know, putting money into crypto and doing different plays, whether it's investing in a new coin, whether it's staking, yield farming, DAOs, whatever it is. So pardon me if for me this isn't the time to be worried about dating. I mean, where are you going to take a girl? To a coffee shop? And what if the shorty's not yoked up? Anyway, I understand, though. We're men, right? Most of us, well, there are some women listening, too. But I really want people to pay attention to the signs and times. And I think that the world is in a state of chaos that we've never seen before, and things look spooky. And I find comfort in the fact that knowing that no matter what happens, the Creator, make no mistake, the Creator, I'm emphatically talking about Jesus Christ, it's got things under control. It's got things under control. So I know that this is a message that may make a lot of people look at me sideways and give me the side eye. But I think it's an important message because of the fact that these aren't the times for child play. This is not the time for child's play. This is not the time, a time to goof off. You know, in the Bible, there's a verse in Ecclesiastes, and I know I'm butchering it, Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Right now, this is a time to gather stones. This is a time to make sure that you have things that you need. You have a water filter. You have extra water. You have extra food. You have lighting. You have fire. You have protection to protect your family and loved ones or yourself. This is a time to gather stones. This ain't a time to dance. We'll do the dancing later. We'll do the embracing later. We'll do the laughing later. Right now, it's a time to gather stones. And so as I see what's going on in the world, I become more confident and more bold, because when I was talking about the food shortage, the regret that I have is that I didn't talk about it enough last year. I should have been talking about it every day. And I'm going to be bold and I'm going to be confident this year. And I'm going to talk about things that people may not like me to talk about. But in my spirit, I feel that it's important, because I can no longer ignore the signs and times that we're in. So with that being said, I'm going to pray for all of you guys. You all in my prayers. Check me out on www.patron.com/solotv84. That's www.patron.com/solotv84. Also, check out my YouTube channel, SoloTV84. More to come from 304s to Cryptos, the series. God bless you, and I'm out. Peace.